November 2022 saw the highest number of Canadian insolvencies since March 2020, the month of the widespread COVID-19 lockdowns, and the announcement of the initial CERB aid package, according to numbers released by the Office of the Superintendent of Bankruptcy. "This is the first time we have seen numbers close to pre-pandemic levels," said Michelle Statz, CIRP, licensed insolvency trustee at Bromwich Plus Smith. "With the end of government benefits such as CERB and the onset of record inflation, it was just a matter of time until the other shoe would drop, and people would start to feel the full effects." Nationally, there were 9,784 insolvency filings in November. This was the highest volume of filings in 32 months. The number was 17.5% higher than in November 2021. "Some of the likely causes were inflationary pressures, and a ballooning cost of living," adds Statz. "Rising interest rates saw an upsurge in the cost of variable rate and renegotiated mortgages and a reduction in the demand for homes. Additionally, there was a need to repay government supports as creditors came calling." Alberta saw 1,402 insolvency filings in November 2022, the highest volume since March 2020. That number was 8.5% higher than in November 2021.